I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has suspended data collection for its annual honeybee colonies report, citing the need to cut costs. Just weeks ago, the USDA published a video showing how scientists such as Stephen Cook with the Agricultural Research Service were studying ways to keep honeybees stress-free and healthy.
One of the starting points in understanding honeybee health and the stresses that they're exposed to is to conduct very controlled laboratory cage studies where honeybees are exposed to these different stressors.
Critics of this latest decision say the move takes away from researchers and the honeybee industry a critical tool for understanding honeybee population declines. The USDA survey is one of two national surveys that tracks honeybee loss due to colony collapse disorder and other causes. It is the only one overseen by the federal government. The other survey is run by the Bee Informed Partnership and has been tracking data for longer and relies on grant funding, including from the USDA. The USDA survey is considered to be more statistically accurate because it has access to the list of all registered beekeepers in the U.S., but it has only been gathering data since 2015. Bees help pollinate a third of all the crops Americans eat. A single bee colony can pollinate 300 million flowers each day. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.